year, holding in the 60s on Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, lower 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine and 67 degrees. It is breezy with winds out of the north right now at about 10 miles per hour.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up.
Now, this county is trying to keep young people out of trouble. I'm Neil Augenstein.
President Biden today has signed that bipartisan bill providing billions in U.S. aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. The Department of Transportation is mandating new airline rules. It could save travelers millions of dollars. Wall Street losing ground. The Dow is down 110 points. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden says it's a good day for world peace as he signs the $95 billion foreign aid bill that pumps new U.S. help to Israel, Ukraine, and other allies.
Gives vital support to America's partners. And so they can defend themselves against threats to their sovereignty and to the lives and freedom of their citizens. And it's an investment in our own security.
Ukraine's President Zelensky applauded the new American assistance. The BBC's Hugh Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
His generals are hoping these much-needed artillery shells, missiles, and air defense systems will simply help them stop Russian momentum in the east.
And Ukraine's government said today it's used long-range ballistic missiles for the first time to hit Russian positions. They were secretly provided by the U.S. Here at home, pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University. CBS New York's Elijah Westbrook says the school indicates talks with protest leaders have progressed.
They have about 2 days left to finish these discussions with student protesters. We know that in a statement by the university's president, they're going to have to start taking on alternative options, which could result in the forcible removal of those tents.
The Supreme Court hears a Biden administration challenge to Idaho's abortion ban. Josh Turner argued for the state.
The court should reject the administration's unlimited reading and reverse the district court's judgment.
Well, CBS's Jan Crawford says the issue is over when doctors can perform the procedures when there's a medical emergency.
The anti-abortion rights groups, they're saying, like, look, the Supreme Court said this was up to the states. And so, you know, if you're in Alabama or Mississippi or whatever, and you have passed now these pretty restrictive laws or near total bans on abortion, they're saying that this case could actually undermine those efforts, because if the Supreme Court agrees with the Biden administration, which I think it's probably unlikely they will do that, but if the court were to agree with the Biden administration and block this Idaho law, that would call into question all those other abortion restrictions in states across the country.
Less sodium, fewer added sugars. That's the new school meal menu edict from the Biden administration.
This is a huge step in improving the health of children. For the first time ever, USDA has established limits on added sugars that are aligned with the Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommendations.
Megan Maroney of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. And the government has new rules for airlines on refunds when flights are delayed 3 hours or more. Wall Street, the Dow is down 130. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
103 on WTOP, Hump Day Wednesday. It's April 24. Sunny, breezy, and 68 now, heading into the 70s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. In response to last weekend's disturbance at National Harbor that involved dozens of teenagers, Prince George's County is taking emergency action. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us it comes in the form of a targeted teen curfew.
We really need to get a handle on these teenagers, for the most part, who are just running wild in commercial areas.
Prince George's County Council Chair Jolene Ivey voted in favor of the emergency legislation. It allows the police chief to designate juvenile curfew zones at the request of retail and commercial property owners. Once the zone is specified, teens 17 and under are prohibited after 11:59 p.m. on weekends and 10 o'clock on weekdays until 5 o'clock the next morning. Parents of teens who are out past this targeted curfew will face fines of $50 for a first offense to $250 for a third. Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
A 12-year-old D.C. boy has been arrested and charged with a series of thefts involving mopeds and other vehicles. D.C. police say security camera footage played a pivotal role in identifying and charging the suspect. Detectives will continue to search for additional suspects who may be connected to these thefts. Police say the stolen mopeds have since been returned. The process for determining financial aid eligibility for college students has been a disaster this year following an overhaul of the process, which was wrought with errors. WTOP's John Doman reports graduating high schoolers are sweating it out now, and so are current college students.
For months, Elmer Mendoza, a sophomore at Johns Hopkins University, has been trying to get his application processed.
As time goes on, it's making us more and more worried, becoming more and more panicked.
The Silver Spring native says financial aid advisors at Hopkins have tried to be reassuring.
They say they understand, oh yeah, the FAFSA will get done eventually, it'll all work out. But they still, like, persist on, okay guys, complete your FAFSA soon, complete your FAFSA soon, the deadlines are fast approaching.
Misha Inman, the CEO of College Tracks, a local company that helps students like Mendoza navigate that process, says it's important that no matter how long it takes for these applications to be turned around,
the schools will still have space for them.
Many deadlines that have been pushed back once could be pushed back even later. John Dome in WTOP News.
TikTok now has 270 days to find a new owner, or the popular app could be banned nationwide. President Biden has signed that measure into law today. It was embedded into that massive foreign aid package that cleared the Senate last night. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports the ban could take effect as early as January, but could see delays as there are likely to be court challenges.
170 million Americans use TikTok. Greg Hoplamazian, associate professor of communication at Loyola University, Maryland, says a TikTok ban would be a huge disruption for small businesses and influencers.
Someone who really relies on having or gaining popularity from that platform, and they use that to leverage for their income.
But he says the average user would likely just spend more time on other social media sites like Instagram or YouTube.
It could lead others to change the way their platforms work, the way their algorithms work, and prioritize, you know, content.
With a ban, TikTok would not disappear from your phone, but would be prohibited in app stores, so you could no longer download or update it. Over time, the app would likely become unusable. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
A restoration project is starting at the largest urban park in the Capitol Hill area. It will close part of it for more than 2 months. The National Park Service says it will overseed and aerate the grass in the center panel of Lincoln Park starting May 3rd. Anyone visiting that area is asked to stay off the grass and observe the ongoing closures. The work there is expected to continue through mid-July. Coming up on WTOP as we check money news.
A local company's $75 million private jet. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Bibbo, general manager at BMW of Sterling. There's a perception that repair costs at a BMW store can be too expensive. Stop already with the too expensive. Make sure to ask about value service. That's BMW's way of lowering repair expenses to compete with independent shops and repair facilities. You get factory-trained technicians, manufacturer parts with warranties, complimentary loaner cars, and lower costs. Ask about value service to learn about the significant savings that are available to you. Come see us at BMW of Sterling or visit us at bmwofsterling.com.
It's 108.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland, on the Beltway in Prince George's County, watch still some delays leaving Largo and 214 headed down toward Ritchie Marlboro Road. That crash cleared to the shoulder. All your travel lanes have been reopened. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by the tree work today. BW Parkway southbound between 198 and 197, the left lane gets you by the work zone. Westbound Route 50 coming across the Bay Bridge, it's the right lane that's blocked for the work there. If you're traveling on I-95, you're pretty cool right now. No problems on 270 as you leave Rockville headed toward Frederick. Inner loop and outer loop in Virginia between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike. That work continues to block the right lane. If you're traveling eastbound on I-66 headed toward 123, may have a work zone set up in blocking lane. I-95 southbound briefly on the brakes as you head past the Prince William Parkway. Get closer to Dale City, your delays build. Approaching Dumfries where the right lane is blocked for the work zone after Dale City exit 156. Northbound I-95 near 123, that crash is wrapped up and gone and all your travel lanes have been reopened. In Warrenton, southbound 15 and 29 after Beach Road, we had a single left lane getting you by the serious crash in response on scene. In the district, northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, that's where the right side is blocked for the work. Southbound DC 295 leaving Eastern Avenue, headed down toward Pennsylvania Avenue, may only have a single lane getting you by the work zone there. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get to the 7 News First Alert forecast with Steve Rudin.
A breezy afternoon across the DMV under partly cloudy skies. Temperatures climb to the upper 60s to middle 70s. Passing clouds this evening and into the overnight with wake-up temperatures tomorrow morning in the 40s. A chilly day tomorrow, upper 50s to lower 60s. Pretty much the same forecast on Friday with more sunshine. Saturday, it's going to be breezy again, mostly cloudy, mid-60s, but get ready. A taste of summer is on the way. Temperatures in the 80s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Bright sunshine and for the most part blue sky. Just a few high clouds. 71 in Fairfax, 72 in College Park, and it's 71 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 110 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40. Over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Cookies will keep following you a little while longer. Google says it will not meet its goal to eliminate third-party cookie tracking on Chrome by the end of the year. 66% of internet traffic in the U.S. is carried by Chrome. Hilton's hotels are fuller, room rates are higher, and it continues to open them. Hilton opened 106 new hotels last quarter and has a record number of new hotels in development. Hilton expects room rates to rise as much as 4% this year. Reston-based General Dynamics is benefiting from foreign military aid. Its combat systems revenue last quarter was up 20% from a year ago. General Dynamics also makes Gulfstream jets. The recent FAA recently certified its newest and most expensive, the G700. The $75 million private jet has a 14,000-mile range and can travel upwards of 650 miles an hour. The Dow is down. 700 make that 107 points. The S&P 500 is down 10. The NASDAQ is down 12. Jeff Claywell, WTOP News.
And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Up ahead on WTOP, keep it here. We will tell you about some changes that are coming to the airline industry that could save travelers millions of dollars. It's 112.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Up ahead on WTOP, a congressman who served on Capitol Hill for more than a decade has passed away. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
The Baltimore, D.C. Metro Building Trades Council invites you to a memorial mass for workers who were killed or injured on the job this International Workers' Memorial Day, Thursday, April 25th. All are invited to honor those who were hurt or lost on the job site. The Building Trades Workers' Memorial Day Mass is Thursday, April 25th at St. Camillus Catholic Church in Silver Spring at 5 p.m. For more info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
1:15 on WTOP. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. The Biden administration is establishing some new rules for airline fees and for passenger refunds. When the rules are totally phased in, they spell out exactly when consumers are owed a refund for a delayed flight, a delayed or canceled flight. That decision used to be up to airlines. And there are also rules for airlines that could save customers some more money. We talked about it with CBS senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Basically, what this does is it gives people the ability to choose to get a cash refund. So if your flight is canceled, airlines often would offer you credit for future travel. Now they have to give you the option of a cash refund. If your flight's delayed by 3 hours or more domestically, or they change the time by 3 hours or more domestically and 6 hours internationally, you have the opportunity now to ask for a cash refund instead of taking that trip. If you take the trip, you don't get the refund. But if you decide that the change is too much and you want your money back, they now have to give you your money back. But also, we're talking about bag fees. When your checked bag is really delayed, like 12 hours late on a domestic flight, 15 to 30 hours late arriving on an international flight, those bag fees have to be refunded. And then those ancillary fees you might pay for, like in-flight Wi-Fi, and if that doesn't work, they have to give you a cash refund.
This is important because it takes some of the hassle and the haggling out of it for customers. It's spelled out, and airlines can just simply follow this.
Yeah, you know, airlines have been criticized for giving credit for future travel and vouchers that can sometimes expire. So there's also some rules about prolonging how long you can use those credits and making them so that anyone can use them. Right now, if a credit's in your name, only you can use it. A spouse, a child, you can't use it for their booking. That's going to change as well as part of this. So these are pretty consumer-friendly changes. The airlines will tell you that they already give nearly $1 billion a month in refunds, and that they do offer a lot of transparency. And transparency is the second part of these new regulations, where they now are required to tell you up front what they charge for things like a seat assignment or a checked bag, a carry-on bag, a change fee, a cancellation fee. U.S. airlines pretty much across the board already do that, though.
At what point will these new rules be fully implemented?
So it's a phased in approach, because some of this will require airlines to update their systems and change some things. So it's over the next 6 to 12 months, you'll start to see these things become real and actionable as you book a ticket.
That's CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve at 1:18. Time for traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
New problem being reported in the district. Northbound DC 295 after Pennsylvania Avenue, but before Benning Road. Getting the first report of a crash. Watch for authorities as they head to the scene. Inbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road, headed toward West Virginia and Montana Avenues. That's where the right lane was blocked for the work. Outbound New York Avenue after Bladensburg Road. That's where we had the broken down FedEx truck in the right lane there. Traveling on DC 295 southbound coming past Pennsylvania Avenue toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge. May have a single lane getting by the work zone there. In Maryland on the Beltway, looking pretty good right now through Prince George's County between Beltsville and Oxon Hill. Outer loop delays in Montgomery County, leaving River Road headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. In Virginia, where the inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. I-95 southbound on the brakes, leaving Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City, where the work is in the right lane there. Northbound I-95, some volume delays, leaving the Prince William Parkway toward 123. The earlier crash near Route 1 and Woodbridge is cleared, and all your travel lanes have been reopened. If you're traveling on I-395 in pretty good shape, northbound, going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Back in Maryland, southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197. The left lane gets you by the work zone. Then southbound Pennsylvania Avenue, leaving Dower House Road. That's where you have a single left lane getting you by the work zone there, so watch out for that. Sometimes a virtual visit is all you need. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care 24/7. Learn more at medstarhealth.org/eVisit. I'm Rob Stallworth. WTOP traffic.
All right, Rob, Steve Rudendown with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
As skies begin to clear on out, more and more sunshine for the remainder of the afternoon. It will be on the breezy side with wind gusts 20 to 25 miles per hour and temperatures ranging anywhere from the upper 60s to middle 70s. This evening, we're dry. Winds will begin to ease. Overnight lows drop to the 40s north and west of D.C., just around 50 downtown. Tomorrow, partly sunny, upper 50s to lower 60s. That's about 10 degrees below normal for this time of year. We stay in the 60s with sunshine on Friday, added cloud cover and breezy on Saturday, around 65 degrees. But a taste of summer is on the way. Come Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, daytime highs will be in the 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
69 and sunny in Northwest Washington. We have 72 in Bowie, Leesburg at 70. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. It's 121.
Grab your sunglasses and break out the boogie boards because things are heating up and summer's just around the corner. If you're getting ready to return to your summer home at the beach, be sure to set yourself up with essentials like Xfinity Internet, the fastest, most reliable way to stay connected to the things you love all season long. Stream the best barbecue playlists, download the hottest summer blockbusters, and keep the Wi-Fi ultra fast on slow rainy days when the squad stays inside. With Xfinity Internet, you can count on a reliable connection for all your devices, even when everyone's online. That means you're covered no matter how many people you invite to the party. You've stocked up on sunscreen. Now sign up for Xfinity Internet, the fastest internet today, and even faster speeds rolling out tomorrow. Check to see if Xfinity is now available in your area. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Every month, over 500,000 government employees depend on Federal News Network as an invaluable source of information.
They pay attention to the news, to the interviews, to the articles and videos.
They'll also pay attention to your advertising, which could pay big dividends for you.
Find out how Federal News Network can help you to reach decision makers and showcase your organization.
Go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search advertise.
Federal News Network,
the trusted way to reach agencies and leaders across the federal government.
This is WTOP News.
It's 1:23. We've learned that New Jersey Democratic Congressman Donald Payne has died following complications from an apparent heart attack that he suffered earlier this month. Payne was 65 and had served in the House for more than a decade. He was known for his support of progressive causes and led an effort to improve water quality with legislation to replace lead pipes. His father, Donald Payne Sr., was New Jersey's first black representative in Congress.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Peter from Texas asks, I'm 39 and married and am the sole income earner in our family. My wife is 41 and actively looking for full-time work. Thankfully, we do have decent retirement savings. But with $70,000 in debt spread across four high-interest credit cards, should I take out a home equity line of credit and pay off the debt in one shot? Peter, I would definitely look into a HELOC because the interest rate should be much better than those credit card rates. Once you clean up the credit card mess, then get laser focused on paying down the HELOC loan.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And make sure to cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Have you ever seen a game show where overjoyed contestants spin a huge wheel to win lots of amazing prizes and you wished it could be you? Well, the Maryland Lottery just found a way to take that same excitement and put it in a scratch-off game. Play the Big Spin. You can win up to $50,000 instantly or have a chance to go to lottery headquarters and spin the Big Spin wheel for $50,000 to $250,000. Who needs a game show when you have a scratch-off like that? Pick up the Big Spin today and please play responsibly.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backups.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP Traffic. Every 10 minutes. On the 8th. And when it breaks.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
125 on WTOP. Let's go to George Wallace.
All right, Mark. Capitals down 0-2 now. They come home facing a 2-0 deficit after last night's 4-3 loss. Charlie Lindgren, pretty good, bud.
We showed great character, showed great grit tonight. I liked a lot of what we did tonight, honestly, especially 5-on-5. I thought we generated more chances tonight. Five on five, we like where we're at, so we got to make sure we play it that way.
And go 2-for-5 on the power play last night as well. They got some things to clean up. Games 3 and 4 here in D.C. beginning Friday. Nationals leave bases loaded. Bottom 9 lose to the Dodgers 4-1. Lane Thomas heading.